Gamertag Radio listeners, join me on my exclusive session on Bright called Podcasting 101, Building Your Community. I know we have a lot of listeners that want to start their own show, start their own podcast. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to market, how to get new listeners, etc. So join my session Tuesday, June 22nd, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you could join and ask questions, learn from me. I've been podcasting now over 16 years. And there's going to be a lot of people there. The last session we had a lot, and we had a great conversation about how to market, to do certain things, certain tricks to get new listeners, how people could discover your show, etc. So this is your opportunity right now, exclusively on Bright. All you have to do is go to this episode under the description here, and I have the link to where you go to the website and reserve your ticket. Only have a certain amount of tickets available. It's up to you now. Want to join and meet other podcasters and other content creators are going to be also attending this event. So June 22nd, Tuesday, June 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Spread the word, and I'll see you there exclusively, once again, live on Bright.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Gamer Tag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena. And again, this is a solo episode here. And man, E3 is looking crazy right now. And actually this morning, for those that are listening, you got to watch the official trailer of Battlefield 2042. And I'm going to be talking about it here on this short episode of Gamer Tag Radio. But first, head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. You can find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is simple. Just search for Gamertag Radio. It doesn't matter where, which app, doesn't matter, we're there. And once you find us, subscribe, follow us, and also post your review. It will help us out so much. It will help us climb the top of the charts. Once we get to see more engagement with the podcast, more people will see it because of your support and help. So make sure to stream, subscribe, post a review. Let's do it. And if you would like to be part of our family discussion, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
E3 is going to start later this week. Actually, tomorrow is Summer Game Fest. And today we just got to see the first official trailer of Battlefield 2042. And this is from DICE. And very interesting conversation online about the whole thing about the game. So we got to see the trailer. Looks really good. Great soundtrack. They showed a couple of things that you could do in the game. And it pumped me up. Now, Here's where people are starting to, like, it's been half and half. Like, I think the majority of people are excited about the game, but there's going to be another group of people that are not happy with the game. And the reason is Battlefield 2042 won't include campaign or a battle royale, but the game is going to cost, for next gen, $70. That's right, guys. $70 for no single player campaign, only multiplayer, but no battle royale. Interesting. I went to online social media to see what people are saying, and a lot of people are just not happy about it. But here's the thing. I played single player games from Battlefield in the past, and a lot of them are just kind of like, how I say this, it's not it's not something to talk about for a long time. It's like, it's unforgettable. That's how I see it. It's not really big in my opinion. Multiplayer has been okay, been great here and there. I think the multiplayer has been a better experience than single player, in my opinion, when it comes to Battlefield. But I understand why people are extremely upset about this. But let's read more information about the game. And this is from IGN. So Battlefield 2042 won't have single player campaign when it launches in October. Despite campaigns being a key part of the vast majority of Battlefield games, and especially in the recent years, it also won't return to a Battle Royale mode. Instead, it's going to focus on its multiplayer campaign, which supports 128 players on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X, and 64 on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Now, during an interview with Eurogamer, they asked the director, the design director, about his name is Daniel Berlin. And he explained why the single-player campaign is missing out for this version of the game. So he said, if you look at the DNA of the studio, which is DICE, what we have been doing for so long, we just said, you know what? We're going to have a traditional single-player campaign this time around. We're not going to have a traditional single campaign this time around, but we're going to pull all that emphasis and all those resources into building a dev multiplayer, because that's what we do best, which is 100% true. DICE has been great when it comes to like multiplayer games. And I'm gonna go back, because this, I know people are gonna bring up, you know, why they should have single player campaign and everything. And I'm gonna go back to years ago when I actually went to DICE, and it was for Star Wars Battlefield. It was for the first game. And that game had no single-player campaign at all. It was just strictly multiplayer. And, you know, the game was okay. The game wasn't, you know, the greatest or anything like that. It was okay. But we did brought up a lot that, you know, a Star Wars game is known for story. So they need to add story in that type of game, right? It's like saying 343 not having single-player campaign for Halo and just strictly focus on the multiplayer, and that's it. See, those two games is different when it comes to, when you compare it to those stories to Battlefield. I feel like Battlefield's story, the campaign overall, is unforgettable. Like, it's nothing like I'll be talking about for years from now. You know, like, once I finish it, play it, okay, I'm done, I will have more hours playing multiplayer. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing, in my opinion, like Call of Duty. I prefer to play Call of Duty multiplayer. Like, single player, it's okay. It's not something, again, that we're going to be talking about for a long time. It's different from those type of games, you know. But when it comes to, like, story of Halo, Star Wars, and other campaign that has multiplayer, I think those are important. Very, very important. There's books about it. They're also going to be doing movies about it, TV series about it. So it's different compared to something like this. It's like saying Borderlands, you know, well, you're only going to have multiplayer and you do your quest and that's it. No. That game also has a pretty good story, which they're also working on a movie for it. So that part I understand. Now, the thing that I would like to mention, that I think this is a way how EA and DICE could change the conversation later this year, because I think this will be a little bit too early to reveal this. Again, this is my opinion. And I know Paris mentioned this a while back about having this game available on Game Pass. And I think it's true. I think that, let's just say people decide not to buy this game because it's $70 and they'll buy other stuff later this year. If EA wants to have an engagement of people supporting this type of game, and once they play it, if they like it, they could buy the Battle Pass and all this stuff. This game, in my opinion, needs to be on Game Pass. Needs to be on Game Pass in order to boost up those numbers, because it's a different time right now, man. People could easily go to other free multiplayer games like Apex, Fortnite, Call of Duty Warzone. They could do that and don't buy this game at all. and it has battle royale, has multiplayer, it's always changing. There's this cosmetics and that people love and they'll buy it. You know, it all depends on DICE and EA if they want to have that big, huge engagement. You know what I'm saying? So look, it worked for a couple games that came out for Game Pass also on day one, which is Outriders. You know, that's a big one. You could tell that nonstop there was a lot of people playing that game, you know. So things like that, I think, will help this game if they announce this on Game Pass, which I could see something like maybe a month before or a couple weeks before the game launches, like around the end of September, beginning of October, just announce this game is going to be available on Game Pass. And at the same time, it will help EA Play. It will help Game Pass. It will help the game overall. All right. Now, if DICE and EA decides not to have this game available on Game Pass, okay, the next thing that they need to do is show us a roadmap throughout the year. Why should gamers should buy this game? What type of content we're going to get to see throughout the whole year? You know, show us why we need to spend $70. I think that's the key thing. There's a lot of competition out there for DICE, right? Where people could easily just download a free game and play multiplayer through there, and that's it. But $70 is, you have to change the minds of a lot of people. Look, the majority of people that I got to see on social media, they're excited about the game. They're going to buy the game. But if you want to get that crowd that has a lot of questions about this, you need to show a roadmap, get people excited, get the right content creators to be involved for this. You know what I'm saying? And if not, have this game on Game Pass. And I think it will solve a lot of things. People that are not going to buy that game, they have Game Pass and they can easily download and play it with their friends. And maybe this will get them hooked to play it nonstop. It happened with me playing, you know, Outriders before. I was not planning to buy that game at all. But once I saw it on Game Pass, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go buy it. And I'm going to go and play it and support it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the key where EA needs to change things around. You can't just depend on just content creators talking about the game. And it has to be beyond that. Show us content. Show us the reason why we should buy this game for $70. If not, and also for Game Pass. And that would be another way for me and others to try it out. So let's see if there's any other information about here. All right, so he says during the interview, Berlin, the design director, emphasized that Battlefield 2042 will still have a narrative in the game, like throughout the whole multiplayer world, where it's going to have stories through the eyes of the specialist characters being introduced, which, okay, I get that. That's I've seen that with other games. So he says, as we go through the live series and the seasons, we will introduce new specialists and you will see how the world evolves through the eyes of the specialists that we have. This narrative is something that we have also heard about in their own interviews. That's what an IGN said. And I would like to know more about this, man. Now, interesting enough that this game is not going to have Battle Royale, which, I don't know, I have a little mixed feelings about that, because I think the younger crowd are just hooked, so hooked still to this day with Battle Royale. So how are you going to get them in there, man? We need to see new multiplayer modes that's innovative, that maybe this will get other people hooked that are just tired of playing Battle Royale, you know? And if not, try to something new that's going to get that crowd also to support this game. So, yeah. So it says here, Berlin acknowledges that this is a very popular mode in many games now. He doesn't give any information as to why this Battlefield skipped it. But he did say this. He says, other experiences within the game that we can't talk about, which we are super excited for. Are we going to see some new stuff in there that's not going to be a Battle Royale, but it's something relatable, like with a lot of people? Because look, right now you could play this game once it releases later this year, 128 players or 64 players, depending on the type of console that you have, right? depending on the platform. So again, this could help them out. And look, I'm a huge fan of Dyson. I hope everything works out for them because this is a big deal for them. You know, they've been working on this for a while, and I'm excited for it. I got to see the trailer. Yes, it's not the official gameplay, but we have to wait until later, actually next week, to see the full gameplay reveal. And that's going to be happening on June 13th. And also, there is another unannounced mode that will be revealed during EA Play Live in July. So we're going to be keep you posted here on Gamertag Radio, and I'm definitely going to talk about this once we find out more about it here. So I'm going to wrap it up here. This is a very short episode. This is just like a quick, hey, let's talk about Battlefield 2042, and I want to hear your thoughts about it. Remember, hit me up. Hit me up. Hit up the whole Gamertag Radio crew, fanmail@gamertagradio.com, and we'll read your emails, play your voicemails, and I want to hear your thoughts about this. Are you planning to get this game? Are you skipping it overall? And maybe play something else later this year. You know, because this holiday season, we're going to see a lot of games, a lot of games, and we're going to find out more announcements during the week of E3. It's going to be a lot of fun. Actually, tomorrow, I'm going to have another episode coming out. Just stay tuned about it. It's going to be a pretty big one. And it's also, again, a solo episode, so stay tuned. And I have a couple things lined up for you guys, so stay tuned. I'm super excited. Can't wait. Head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. You can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Subscribe. Post a review. It will help us out so much when you find us on any those podcast apps out there. You know what I'm saying? So also, if you'd like to be part of our family discussion, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, until next time, this is a short audio podcast. Sorry, I'm like super sick here. This is a short audio podcast about Battlefield 2042. There's going to be more content like this throughout the weekend. Just stay tuned. Subscribe to Gamertag Radio. Until next time, I'm out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.